Below. Thank you for joining for quote 233 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by allowing ourselves to recognize our truth, and from this place of being, we allow the quote to speak to us. The meditation today is a couple paragraphs from A Course in Miracles, the text, The Changeless Dwelling Place. Chapter 29. So close your eyes and allow your body to settle into a comfortable position, allowing the body and the mind to relax. As they settle in, the stress from the day simply melts away. Taking a few deep breaths, allowing our attention to move to the breath, and letting it just be there, just as it is. Relaxing. Releasing. Moving your attention inwards. What am I experiencing right now? What body sensations? What emotions? What frame of mind? What thoughts? Just noticing, allowing them all to be there just as they are, without any wanting to change. To push away, just allowing. And then asking, who's having these experiences? I am. I am. I. What is I? without answering the question, just letting the question itself do the work. Simply allowing the question, the unknowing. And the knowing will become unveiled. There is a place in me where this whole world has been forgotten. Where no memory of sin and of illusion lingers still. There is a place in me which time has left, and echoes of eternity are heard. There is a resting place in me, so still, no sound except a hymn to heaven rises up to gladden God the Father and the Son. The Father and the Son both are where they are remembered, and where they are is heaven and is peace. I will not think that I can change their dwelling place, for my true identity abides in them, and where they are, forever must I be. The changelessness of heaven is in me, so deep within that nothing in this world but passes by unnoticed and unseen. The still infinity of endless peace surrounds me gently in its soft embrace. so strong and quiet. Tranquil in the might of its creator. Nothing can intrude upon the sacred Son of God within me. From this sacred, quiet place within us, we feel into the quote, asking, "What am I?" bypasses the mind and its question of, "Who am I?" Who implies identity. What remains open. When asking, what am I? Remember also to answer definitions with, I do not know who I am. In the absence of identity, truth can emerge. In the absence of identity, I can be known. Given from our Holy Spirit. Asking, what am I, bypasses the mind and its question of, who am I? Who implies identity? What remains open? When asking, what am I, remember also to answer definitions with, I do not know who I am. In the absence of identity, truth can emerge. In the absence of identity, I can be known. Asking, "What am I?" bypasses the mind and its question of, "Who am I?" Who implies identity. What remains open. When asking, "What am I?" remember also to answer definitions with, "I do not know who I am." In the absence of identity, truth can emerge. In the absence of identity, I can be known. Asking, "What am I?" bypasses the mind and its question of, "Who am I?" Who implies identity? What remains open? When asking, "What am I?" remember also to answer definitions with, "I do not know who I am." In the absence of identity, truth can emerge. In the absence of identity, I can be known. Thank you for joining for quote 233 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.